British Columbia is facing a drug crisis of alarming proportions, and it's here on our doorstep in the Cauthet region, too. Over the past few years, the number of overdoses and drug-related deaths has skyrocketed, leaving families and communities devastated. This crisis is not limited to a certain demographic or socioeconomic group, and it is affecting individuals from all walks of life. The root cause is complex and multifaceted. Factors such as poverty, mental health issues, lack of access to treatment and support, and the increasing availability of deadly, sometimes tainted drugs, have contributed to the growing number of overdoses. The problem is compounded by the stigma surrounding drug addiction, which often prevents individuals from seeking help. The impact of the drug crisis is far-reaching and extends beyond the individuals who are struggling with addiction. It affects families, communities, and the healthcare system, putting a significant strain on resources that could be used for other critical needs. The impact on the economy is also noticeable, with businesses and the workforce suffering as a result of decreased productivity and increased healthcare costs. The time for action is now. Since a public health emergency was declared in 2016, more than 11,000 deaths in BC have been attributed to drug toxicity, including an average of 189 per month in 2022, according to the province's chief coroner. Decriminalization began in BC on January 31. The pilot project is expected to continue for 3 years. People who carry the permitted amount of drugs, up to 2.5 grams, will not be arrested or charged, and police can no longer seize their substances. The government and community leaders must work together to address this crisis by providing adequate resources and support for individuals struggling with addiction. This includes increasing access to treatment, providing support for families and communities, and working to reduce the stigma surrounding drug addiction. It is also important to work on education and awareness programs to help prevent the onset of addiction and reduce the risk of overdose. The drug crisis here and throughout the province is a continuing concern that requires immediate and continued attention and action. By working together, we can provide support and resources to those who need it, and help bring an end to this devastating crisis.